This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. In San Luis Obispo County, Pacific Gas and Electric says it can't say when Diablo Canyon will restart sending electricity to California's grid. The nuclear power plant has been completely offline since mid-October, generating no electricity while workers do maintenance and do repairs. The partially unplanned shutdown doesn't pose a radiological danger, says PG&E and David Weissman of the Alliance for Nuclear Responsibility. But according to plant watchers, a part in the main electrical generator failed for the second time since it was installed last year, says Weissman.
At a cost of over $100 million to ratepayers, because we were told it was integral for those remaining few years of the plant to make this investment. Well, this new piece of equipment has failed for pretty much the same reason as the piece it replaced had failed. It seems to have developed a hydrogen leak.
PG&E spokesperson Suzanne Hawson confirmed the utility is, quote, continuing inspections and developing repair plans. That says both Unit 1 and Unit 2 of the nuclear power plant are removed from service. The shutdown contradicts arguments some pose to keep the plant in operation beyond its planned decommissioning in 2024 and 2025. Mainly that nuclear plants are always more reliable than renewable energy sources like solar and wind. But more worrisome to the Alliance and other anti-nuclear groups is what they say is the lack of oversight of the plant in its few remaining years before it shuttered for good. This year, the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission made moves to relax regulations on commercial nuclear power plants.
And then we have Pacific Gas and Electric, a company that's barely emerged from bankruptcy, has been found guilty of gas explosions, fire-related deaths. So you have a utility that needs to be watched by the very regulators who don't seem to be watching it.
PG&E's Hawson says there are on-site NRC inspectors at Diablo Canyon and that PG&E will, quote, perform additional tests as part of the process to return the unit to service. I'm Greta Mart, KCBX News.